Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals now says that states can defund Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this great decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this comes out of what's called the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It's a federal court of appeals, and it governs Texas, Louisiana, and also Mississippi. And the cases before it came out of Texas and Louisiana. And in both of those states, they passed regulations and laws to ban Medicaid funding of Planned Parenthood.
Taxpayer money going toward abortions.
Right. And then that was challenged, of course, as you always know, that Planned Parenthood and others like that will challenge these things because they make their money off of killing children. But the U.S. Court of Appeals said that states can do that. So this is binding on those three states, Texas, Louisiana, as well as Mississippi. And that means that they can defund Planned Parenthood. Now, here's an interesting history of this, because this really underscores why it has been so critical to America what President Donald Trump has done, like no other president in history.
I mean, he's nominated more judges than any president in history, right?
Yeah, in his first term. 227 judges have already been confirmed already, and that number is going to go up between now and the end of the year.
Right, and what a difference they make. We see it every day.
And three justices on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's made a huge difference already in the church cases that we're involved
mm-hmm.
in. And we've already seen that with Justice Amy Coney Barrett on the high court. But in this particular case,
Here's another example.
So originally what happened is the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, this decision by the full court, this is like the full court. Usually you have a three-judge panel. And then in rare cases, depending upon the magnitude of that case, and maybe there's other conflicts that they need to resolve, maybe even within their circuit or the cases of exceptional importance, there's the opportunity to have the entire panel of judges, all of them. In this particular case, it was 14. Started off with the typical three-judge panel, as these cases do. And this opinion by the 14 judges actually is a decision by the full court, and it reversed an earlier ruling by a three-judge appellate panel that blocked Texas from enforcing its ban on Medicaid funding of Planned Parenthood. It also reversed a ruling in a separate case blocking Louisiana from banning funding for the abortion giant.
And this was in 2017. You had a deadlock court, 7-7.
Yeah. Yeah, you originally had a three-judge panel in 2015 that ruled the wrong way. Then the full court deadlocked 7-7 in 2017.
How often does that happen?
So that means that the lower panel of three judges stood the bad decision.
Right.
Then what happened? Then President Donald Trump nominated and got confirmed six nominees that now sit on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Hallelujah.
Six of them.
And four of them participated in this case, and all four joined in the 11-member majority.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we have an incredible opinion here, and it is because President Donald Trump nominated the right kind of judges. And, you know, you go back to Ronald Reagan. I know Ronald Reagan is, for many people, their favorite president. He was the great communicator. He was amazing in his communication. But Ronald Reagan gave us Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was the most pro-abortion justice. And also gave us Kennedy. And Kennedy was also someone who was pro-abortion. And he's the one, O'Connor and Kennedy, by the way, in 1992, that were responsible for continuing Roe versus Wade. Because the original vote was 5-4 to overrule it. O'Connor was on the wrong side. And Souter, who had been nominated by George Herbert Walker Bush, he was on the wrong side. And Kennedy was on the right side at the beginning, and the decision was being written 5-4 to overrule Roe. Then O'Connor and Kennedy, then O'Connor and Souter lobbied Kennedy, all three Republican appointees. And that made Kennedy change his mind 30 days into writing the decision. So he flipped, and it became 5-4 to uphold it. And so it was then written by three Republican appointments, Kennedy, O'Connor, and Souter. And that comes from Ronald Reagan, and that comes from George Herbert Walker Bush.
And now what, over 62 million children have died as a result.
Yeah, and that could have stopped in 1992. But President Donald Trump, like the Democrats, they have actually chosen people who are ideologically activists, people who don't believe in the original intent or application of the Constitution or the text. Those who are more activist-oriented that believe judges should simply create the law when the law is not there. And that's how Democrats have gotten all these nominees, and they pretty much stay liberal. But Republicans have been hit and miss, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump has really focused on nominating the right kind of judge, and we see it making a difference all the time. And this is a clear illustration of that.
Judges who follow the Constitution, that is key.
Yeah, and it's not that we're asking for a predetermined result. It's that we're asking for a judge to, well, the result is predetermined in the sense that the Constitution's already written, the
right.
statute's already written. You just need to apply it.
Just
that's the predetermination.
Yeah, follow it.
Not that we're asking for a predetermined vote, but once you follow the law, once you follow the Constitution, the outcome is going to be, in most cases, some cases are harder than others, of course, going to be pretty evident.
Right.
Now, we also represent Sandra Merritt. And Sandra Merritt is the most expensive defense, most expensive case that we've ever encountered in our history since Liberty Counsel was founded in 1989. And this is a case involving an undercover journalist who worked with David DeLeiden to expose Planned Parenthood's trafficking of human baby body parts. And what we have here is, you know, Planned Parenthood again. But, you know, this whole issue of abortion is really based on the backs of these murdered children. And anybody like Sandra Merritt or David DeLeiden who wants to expose Planned Parenthood's brutal activity in this area, even harvesting, even changing abortion procedures so that they can harvest intact body parts and then sell those mm-hmm. for, in some cases, they're being sold on the market for up to $17,000.
And, you know, here's the impact, the good impact of these videos that Sandra and David produced. After this ruling from the Court of Appeals, the Texas Attorney General said, in referring to the videos that Sandra and David produced, that the undercover videos had shown Planned Parenthood selling the body parts of aborted babies, a practice he called morally bankrupt and unlawful conduct. But yet it's Sandra and David who are on trial.
Yeah, he also goes on, he says, undercover video plainly showed Planned Parenthood admitting to morally bankrupt and unlawful conduct, including violations of federal law by manipulating the timing and methods of abortion to obtain fetal tissue for their own research. Planned Parenthood is not a qualified provider under the Medicaid Act, he continues, and it should not receive public funding through the Medicaid program. That is Texas Attorney General Paxton. And what he's referring to is our client and David DeLeiden having these undercover videos. And that's why Texas and Louisiana and other states mm-hmm. began to defund Planned Parenthood because right. of these videos. That's why the Attorney General, the original one, Kamala Harris, targeted them. And then now the current Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, has continued to pursue criminal charges against them, even though they did nothing wrong, and why Planned Parenthood has pursued this multimillion-dollar civil lawsuit, and now they have a decision in the lower court for millions of dollars against these individuals. All of this now at the civil case is on appeal. The other case is going to go to a trial later, probably in 2021. But it's all due because of these brave individuals who revealed what was going on behind these doors. So this particular decision starts with Sandra and David revealing what Planned Parenthood is doing. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also sign up for our emails. Hit the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.